When you rate a segment for the codes of the richness dimension, you can look for evidence by thinking about these questions. Does the segment convey a sense of why facts are true, procedures work, or problems have been solved in a particular way? Does it involve sense-making around quantities, definitions, the relationship between numbers, or why solutions make sense? And does the segment feature any mathematical practices, including examining and comparing solution methods, making mathematical generalizations, or using precise language? If the answer to any of these questions is yes, it's likely that you will rate the segment with a mid or a high score for one of the richness codes. Note that although we represent this dimension as the teacher content side on the instructional triangle, we also count instances of mathematically rich student comments and even material from textbooks as well. The teacher was likely involved in bringing about those student comments or rich materials, and your scoring should reflect their presence.